Do a lot of people here work in Gainesville? Do they commute that far?
No, it's hardly any. It's smaller. Don't come back through here again. Gerald, you go out that front door right now. You too. You want to cut this off for a few minutes? I'm going to have to stop.
Okay. Why does a Peace Corps come down here?
Well, more or less, I think the way that Cedar Key was chosen was because of the low income bracket. Because they were going to Australia, they were going to try to learn the fishing trade to go over and teach. And they wanted to come to a community like they would be living in over in Australia. Mm-hmm. And that's one of the reasons. Not that we were so poor that they came to help us, but that they came to learn our way of living.
Are there any women fishermen?
Yeah, a few. In fact, now fishing isn't the only water work here. They have oysters. Mm-hmm. That I would say there was as many oyster.
They go out with those
tongs. Yeah. Or you wait till low tide and you pick up too. And we also have a good crabbing industry.
Crab baskets.
They have traps, what they call wire traps and even wooden traps. And there's two different kinds. Now some are stone crabs and they're the real huge claws with a lot of meat. And then we have the what we call channel crabs or scavenger crabs that are the smaller crabs. And people like the stone crabs better.
Are they the blue crabs?
Yeah, blue crab, that's it.
Those spider crabs, you can't get anything.
I don't think so.
You know, when you open a crab, you know, you can't eat all of that meat, can you?
Yeah.
The
blue crab?
Yeah.
Well, the claws. First you break off the two claws, and there's a hunk of meat. Mm-hmm. And that's sold separately from what you call the white meat or the light meat inside the crab. You half it in two and open it up, and there's little sections all in it on both sides that you can get meat out of. Come in.
Something called devil's fingers or dead man's fingers?
Claw fingers. What are crab claw fingers called? This is another friend of mine. Yeah, she's making a survey of, is it called a survey of dialects and the different ways people have of talking and different things. Come have a seat. We even got on Pentecostalism. Come sit down.
Our favorite subject.
Yeah.
Where's Carmen?
She's coming back in a
minute.
She's just asking a lot of questions about Cedar Key, and she's getting my cute little voice on that.
Tell, what about the racial distribution? There are not very many Negroes here?
No, not at all. In fact, the only ones that are here are people that have lived here for years and they're the real old ones. Now, we did have one black student did she come through all the whole, she graduated here with honors but there is a lot of prejudice here in Cedar Key.
How many blacks would you say are here?
10, 15, if that many.
Well, I don't know. There's Blue and Nellie and George and Annie and Edmund.
I wouldn't even say 10.
Irvin. Guy left.
Yeah.
Baker died.
Yeah.
And about Lizzie left, so there's...
7 or 8?
Yeah.
Something like that. It's about...
What about when you were growing up? Were there...
More. Mm-hmm. Now, not many more, though, but in my parents' time, they had a mill here, a lumber mill here, and that's, and they had a way of making a living. But in my time, I don't know if it's the fact that they can't get work. I just don't know.
Now I'd like to get an idea of what the house that you grew up in looked like. If you could sort of make a